Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The headline this morning, Alan, the Democrats overcoming a quarter century of history pull off an upset in Alabama. Doug Jones defeats Roy Moore with perhaps a ripple effect towards 2018.
Well, David, this is an extraordinary event. The black vote came out. It was huge. It was 30%. It was terrific mobilization. Perhaps more than anything else in this election, it shows that when people decide to get together, our own Deval Patrick from Massachusetts, so many other people of note were having to operate so not to alienate the white vote, but to mobilize the black vote. I think it was a huge part of it. Then, of course, you had the Republican establishment, one major senator writing a check for Doug Jones. And then the string of allegations, unproven, of course, and the very strange sort of retreat by Moore from the scene in Alabama for the last week or so, and then the president going all in and doing everything he could to get him over the finish line. And this shows now twice. Number one, the president was for Moore's opponent in the primary. And then in this election, he's for Moore. Two losses for the president of the United States. And, David, the exit polls showed that the president's numbers have decreased substantially, where he was once one of the most popular people, according to Alabamans. He's down now to 50-50. And it's 50-50 there in the reddest state in the country. You better believe this does not portend well for the Republicans in the 2018 elections, which are coming up, and which would follow on the heels of what we just saw. So now, Jones will not be, of course, sworn in until early January. That means that tax bill has to get through and get through right now, because if it doesn't, the Republicans will not have the momentum. There'll be one vote away. We already see Susan Collins saying that she's not happy with the bill and that she may walk. If it's a one vote difference, they really are up the creek, the Republicans, that is. So from where I'm sitting, this is a momentous vote, and it portends badly for the Republican Trumpers, better for the Republican establishment, and better yet for the Democrats.
Could this mean the return of the local and state tax deductions as a result of this pressure?
I do think so, David. When you're dealing with the absolute numbers that we are seeing here, it gives an inordinate amount of power to any individual or any combination of individuals who want to put a stop to something. And I am sure that we are going to see some restoration in this tax bill, at least I think we will, of state and local tax deductions. David, I got an interesting letter to the panel. I'm pretty happy with it because I think it really gets it right. It's from Father Mark in Maryland, who says, "Happy Hanukkah. Props to the great Alan Chartok for predicting the victory of Judge Moore in Alabama. Your hex was perfectly delivered and obviously effective. Next summer, I will send you a list of candidates in my neck of the woods I would like you to predict will win, to similar effect, I hope." And that's from the Reverend Dr. Mark Gotzka, rector of Emmanuel Church in Bel Air, Maryland. I'm pretty happy with that, I'll tell you right now.
As I said to you, it's like when you make your predictions, and sometimes you predict things so they won't happen.
That's exactly right, David. In my yearly predictions column, I always do that.
Well, how about the Assemblyman Minority Leader, Republican from Canandaigua, New York, someone we've talked to many times on the Capitol Connection, Brian Cole, says he's going to run for governor.
Well, he's a really nice man. He's 65 years old. He's been laboring in the terrible environs of the New York State Assembly, where he is in a very endangered minority. Why not go out on a plus? He says it's going to be very hard to do. You got a candidate who's got $26 million in the bank for his campaign. That's a huge amount. That's Andrew Cuomo. He's also running in a year when New Yorkers just hate Donald Trump. It's got to help him a great deal. So any Republican will have a very, very tough time. Not only that, but there are three or four other Republicans who are thinking about doing it who are quite good. And it could end up as a bloody primary, which is the last thing these guys need, because they're going to need every penny they can raise in order to run against Cuomo. And we know it's a huge majority of Democrats in New York. So this is going to be one of those elections, like the last little mini elections we just had, which is going to be a chance for people to show their rage at the way in which Trump has behaved.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, thanks as always, and happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends.
Exactly, and happy Hanukkah to everybody.